If you or a loved one are suffering from extreme withdrawal, increased irritability, or explosive diarrhea due to the lack of survivor content in your life, welcome to the fucking show.
What's going on, everybody? We are back, reunited today, the Reality Gurus podcast. I am Lewis, joined by my guy, Dave. Dave, how's it going? It's been a while.
Fantastic. I'm almost finished with my Christmas shopping, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Shopping up a storm while we've been gone. That's what I did with my free time.
Yeah. I really have not given anybody any kind of feelers on what I want. I'm falling behind.
Notoriously hard to buy for.
Yeah, me as well. Yeah.
I don't like want things is the issue. Like, I'm so practical that, like, I have everything I need for my life practically. So, like, yeah. I don't want anything.
Right. My whole thing is, last year I got a bunch of new pairs of shorts. I like overhauled all my shorts, and I'm very into, like, just solid colored shirts is mm-hmm. like a thing I will I'm wear often. So got some like nicer, ones of those. I always get a pair of shoes or two. And that, like, all that stuff, like, I always re-up on like one wardrobe item
mm-hmm.
and I'm like stocked full at this point. Like, I'm a huge jacket guy. I get so many jackets all the time, and I have about 25 right now. I just don't need all of them, because that's the other thing that I'm running into is working all the time. I wear the same shit 5 days a week, and mm-hmm. then it's like, you know, I just wear sweats, or if I actually go do stuff, then maybe change it up. But exactly. Then it's still like,
I'm the same
two out of 7 days.
I essentially told my parents, I was like, I want like work clothes, basically, because I do wear the same things to work all the time. I'm like, I could switch it up a little more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think I was going to ask for, was it's a little colder here. All of my shirts that my company gives me are all short sleeved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might dial up some of the long sleeved collared shirts, but a solid color as well.
Yeah, the nice thing about working for a construction company for me is that it's very informal. So I just basically wear like, I wear a polo underneath, but I just like hit it up with like a quarter zip over top, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I usually wear basically that for when I'm inside. And then when I have to go do stuff, then I have to like put a coat on, but because it's fucking 20 degrees here.
Yeah.
Actually, it was nice today. It was like 40, but yeah. Also, so our idea for the self-cast season,
mm-hmm.
I was bored the other day, and so I started just looking through Wikipedia at the lists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a pretzel. There's some good people that are going to end up getting left off.
I know.
I was looking at the guys. So I have 7 that are locks.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then I have
to clarify here, are we picking people we would like to see return, or like best players?
No, you want to see return.
No, we want to see return. Okay. That is a completely different list probably than best survivor players in the past so many seasons.
Yeah. It's basically, I would say the rough criteria is similar to the kinds of players that they bring back, not for like winners at war, but it's like, it's just people that they want to see again.
Right.
I think being a good player is part of it,
mm-hmm.
but I would say the majority of it is entertainment value. And I think the better players tend to hang around longer, tend to have better moments, tend to be a bigger fan. But yeah, there's a couple players that are horrific at the game that I have on there as like locks. Cause I'm so Lear on them. I will not confirm or deny if Lyris is on my list. I do. I'll be straight up. My only spoiler, my 10 slot for women right now is Reem.
I love Reem.
It's her and somebody else I have to decide between.
She's great.
Yeah. But yeah, the guys, I was like, I came up with 7 that I have to have. And then I have like 7 people for the last 3 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it down on a piece of paper. And every time I look at the paper, my mind changes. And it's just, there's one person from this cast, I'll say, that is, that's still in the game now. Because we're doing, if they win, they can't be in.
Mm-hmm.
So that means other people that are in this cast but are already eliminated, you can definitely include if you want. But now I got to wait and see. There's one person I'm definitely bringing back
mm-hmm.
from this group if they don't win. And then one that I'm iffy on. Yeah, it's a maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone will have to wait and see and tune in. After the season,
we only have
a few more weeks.
I'm so excited for that one, dude. Is
next week the last week before the finale?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. okay,
we get off a half day on Christmas Eve, so that's the Friday. We have a half day, and mm-hmm. then since Christmas falls on the weekend, we always get the Monday off, no matter what.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So like you typically, like if the holiday falls on a Saturday, but it doesn't always fall on the weekend, we'll get Friday off. But if it falls on Sunday, we get Monday off. But mm-hmm. since Friday's already a half day for Christmas Eve, we get Monday off.
Okay, I will say this. 4-day weeks, much better when the off day is the Monday than the Friday.
Oh yeah, big time.
Because, I'm big time for that.
Because Friday is no big deal at all. Like tomorrow, I don't care about going into work at all. Monday, right. However, you do.
Exactly.
Plus, yeah. I get donuts.
And Tuesday sucks no matter what. Yeah. Tuesday sucks no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a theory. I think Tuesday might be the worst day of the week.
Oh, no.
Even more than Monday.
Complete agreement with you, because at least Monday, you know what to expect.
Yeah, you know it's going to suck. Exactly. Tuesday, you're still so far from the end, but you're mm-hmm. still already in it.
Also, it's a sneaky Monday if you have a long weekend.
Facts.
Yeah.
The potential to be Monday, always in the back of your mind. Uh-huh. I hear footsteps.
Dropping the ball.
Yes. Okay. All right. Enough of this.
Banter.
We have a lot to get into, because I do want to touch on last week's episode, mm-hmm. Missed for Thanksgiving. So, and of course, we picked a great one to miss. It was Shan's elimination, uh-huh. the bane of your personal existence.
I know. I've been rejoicing. It was a great week.
Yeah. I guess first. So based on her like confessionals and stuff, I know you don't like her gaslighting nature, mm-hmm. as you said. But what did you think? Like, because she has had a major impact on this game.
Oh yeah.
So. In that respect, in terms of like where the game is headed, how did you feel about it? Because we know that like you're happy she's gone.
Like you're asking in terms of like how I think it's going to affect the game moving forward, or do I think the players made the right decision? Or
no, I'm just saying, like, does it make you more or less optimistic for how much you're going to enjoy the rest of the season that she's gone? Because there was a part of me that actually kind of enjoyed the. Kind of picking her game apart.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think her being, as much as I didn't like her being gone, definitely like negatively affects the entertainment value of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had been texting live during the show last night and said like it's not our favorite season by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it very much at all. I think Shan was actually one of the characters that saved it a little bit for me,
because yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether or not I liked it or not, she gave me like a rooting interest
mm-hmm.
that kept me invested in the show.
Yeah.
I think her being gone, it drew like more definite lines in the sand, and now we have like two defined sides, you know, that we kind of know where their heads are at. And with her, you never knew when Ricard was going to flip or if Deshaun was going to. There's a lot more up in the air with her alliances.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's not like it was hard to follow before, but considering the fact that we have no idea who is going to win, it's nice to at least know, basically for the first time in the post-merge, where every single person lies.
You're right.
Like, we had no idea where Heather and Erica, we just knew were together. We had no idea who they were with. Xander's been a free agent pretty much the entire time. And we just knew about the Liana, Shan, Danny and Deshaun alliance, and everything else was kind of like up in the air. So it's kind of like figured itself out. I also, the thing with Shan is that she did have such a prominent edit that she was easy to talk about because you actually knew where she stood on everything because they spent so much time giving her the floor.
Right.
That she could kind of, you know, explain herself. Now for, in terms of, was it the correct thing to do? Beyond that, I actually think it's a positive for everybody involved.
Oh, I agree.
But besides Liana, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So
she's not going to win anyway. So she's, well, obviously not. We knew she wasn't going to win anyway last week. So yeah. She's just playing for more prize money, more consolation money.
Yeah. yeah, that's like a 5,000 bump in the stipend, probably.
Yeah.
That one place. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. So Erica winning is a kind of, it has a cult following, I would say, on Reddit, and it's spilling over into Twitter a bit. And people are trying really hard to justify her win. Like, they want to be able to say that they said it when she wins, even mm-hmm. though them saying it is based on, like, spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So, which aren't even confirmed to be true, but, and also don't say that she wins, but, because all the spoilers said Tiffany wins.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were trying to give her credit for this because they ended up splitting, and splitting was her idea.
Yeah.
Which I will give her credit because she was right that if Shan did play the idol, she was going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting really pissed because I thought she was overcomplicating it, and I thought there was a chance it backfired and didn't happen.
Yeah.
And Deshaun was going to go home.
Yeah.
But I mean, regardless of whatever anyone says on the internet, this is Ricard's move
for sure.
Yeah. They aren't even thinking along this line until he's the one who said it. And it's really Ricard and Deshaun both because, you know, they're the ones doing the heavy lifting with Ricard actually setting it up. And then Deshaun was the swing vote that tipped the scale because Ricard going over there, I thought that was going to be where Xander used his extra vote, which we can get to on the Liana thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was going to be Ricard goes by himself. They use Xander's extra vote, and it was going to be 5-4,
mm-hmm.
which would have been hilarious if the Deshaun versus Shan of it all, one of them went home without them voting against each other ever.
Uh-huh.
So I guess from this point, Shan goes. Now, I think there was a bit of a scramble for Danny and Deshaun. This is now looking possibly negative. I think in the moment, if they could capitalize on it, it was going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's maybe looking now for them like potentially a bad thing. I would say that they're pretty certainly down 4-2 in the numbers. I guess it is a bit revisionist history, but would you have any reservations about it if you were Deshaun or Danny?
Well, let me backtrack a little bit here mm-hmm. to the move that is Ricard's, Deshaun's, and Erica's combined now, I guess.
Yeah.
It's tough to play that devil's advocate on the split because it did end up working, and you don't really know how close their relationships are. Like, we don't know from watching on TV. We can only know what they show us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to say, like, they shouldn't have done that when it worked. But
I think, sorry to cut you off, but I think the only reason it does work is because Deshaun and Danny are always going to go together. And the fact that Deshaun was going that way,
mm-hmm.
and then Erica came to Danny and he was like, yeah, we want to vote out Shan. He was kind of like, yeah, she's been pissing me off, but like, I don't want to blow up her game. Like, he's talking like that. And then he was like, but do you have like the numbers? And she says like, yeah, we have Deshaun. He's like, oh, you have Deshaun? Yeah, let's vote out Shan.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of why it didn't get fucked.
Yeah. And it comes down to like, how certain are you that you have the votes? You know, that's what every vote comes down to. But mm-hmm. like, it's really like in this instance specifically, like Danny and Deshaun, as Erica, Danny and Deshaun are someone you haven't worked with really.
Mm-hmm.
So to go from like a sure thing to flush the idol is difficult for me, would be a difficult move for me to make because I've never worked with these people before. They're actually aligned with the person we're trying to get out. And now we're saying we're going to split the vote to flush the idol and get who we want out anyway, you know, like that's, yeah. You're right. It seems like overcomplicating something for little reason. I guess it's to deflect you from going home, but you know,
it was so out of left field. There was no shot she was playing that idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no, I think at some point you got to just roll the dice and say, we have a plan in place. No one's going to tell her, which means she'll never know to play the idol. And if you're Erica, I mean, you sort of have to, I guess you don't have to, right? Cause it worked out for her. But if I was her and I got the votes to get rid of Shan, I would just keep my mouth shut and hope everyone else did the same and then go to tribal and hope we don't tip her off.
Right.
And if she somehow plays it and you go home, I mean, at least you took the shot, right?
Right.
So, it did work out.
Back to your original question. Do I think it was good for Danny and Deshaun to vote her out? I do. I mean, I don't think it's good now, but I wouldn't have done anything different. I think you're getting to the point. Where were we at? We were at 8 then?
Yes.
You get down into these small numbers, and everyone wants to start making moves for their resume to get people to vote for them in the end, because obviously the most recent move is the move that the jury's going to remember the best. And if Shan gets to the end with either of you, she wins. So you can't have that happen. You also need moves on your resume. So, I mean, you can't let her go really much longer if you want a chance to win the game, you know?
Like, yeah.
I mean,
there's too many threats on her side.
Also, it doesn't help that she's aligned with Ricard also. Mm-hmm. So, like, anyone you take out hurts you. If you take out Ricard, that hurts your numbers. If you take out Liana, that hurts your numbers. If you take out Shan, that also hurts your numbers, but at least you're taking out the best player in the game.
Right.
If you take out Xander on the other side, did he have immunity?
At 8? Oh, fuck. Or is it Ricard? Fuck.
I think
It was Ricard.
Okay. So you can't take out Ricard anyway.
Because the plan was to get rid of him,
mm-hmm.
and they spilled the beans.
Yeah,
and then he won immunity, and he said, I would be going home if I didn't have immunity.
If you take out Xander, I mean, that's a decently big move, but you're in the majority, so it's not that big of a move anyway. And you're not flipping on anyone, you're just taking out someone in the minority. Granted, he's a good player, but that doesn't help you in the end game, I don't think. So I think taking out Shan is the right move in that moment. It did, I mean, they end up being in the minority now, but that could have gone either way.
Yeah, I think actually probably the best case scenario, like the twist was stupid and we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But it making Deshaun safe, like those four now, Ricard, Xander, and Erica and Heather,
mm-hmm.
they like were voting together. They were going to vote out Deshaun here.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was safe and Danny had immunity and they get rid of Liana, it's kind of best case scenario for Danny and Deshaun. If they can't get rid of Ricard, at least it's Liana that goes, because Ricard is kind of, I mean, the four of them are technically together. Ricard is a free agent at this point because him and Deshaun were kind of at odds with both wanting each other out. And Xander, like we said, he's been, you know, probably the best floater in the game this season. So, and then the two girls are together and the water boys are together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just these groupings and they have a chance to round up some votes and make something happen, still get rid of Ricard and Xander. And the fact that they were both able to survive, I would count that as a win considering that they were clearly on the bottom and they both made it through.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting though. It's the first time Xander, Eric, and Heather, doesn't matter if I say it wrong. Nobody, yeah. Hoother. Yeah. It's the first time that they have some leverage, and it seems like they are going to squeeze it, not let go. And the big part about these three, I know Ricard is with them, but Xander, Erica, and Heather, they're all three of their ideal final three is probably each other.
That's what I was. I was literally gonna, as soon as you're done with that sentence, say that, because Xander and Erica both think they can beat each other, and they might both be right. You know, it could be it, that one comes down to the jury between Xander and Erica, I think.
Yeah. Heather. Yeah, and Heather can't really beat anybody.
Exactly, but she's not. She can't make a move herself. She right. just
there's yeah can't. There's.
It's like it's she can't kind team up with Danny, she's Deshaun. Just yeah, she can't team up with Danny, Deshaun, and Ricard to take out Xander or Erica. So she might as well stay along for the ride.
Right. Yeah. Erica is her person. They're gonna go together, and yeah. But it will be interesting because it's the three of them, but they have a four with Ricard now, and it'll be interesting to see if they. Because they can't beat Ricard, but I also don't think they would really want to go to the end with Deshaun either.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny, although the edit doesn't support it, is also a big-time threat for them as well. So they got to vote out the three of them in the next three votes in whatever order. It's just a matter of how they want to do it at this point. Yeah,
getting it done.
Right. Okay, Xander let's talk also about...
has an idol.
Yeah, underreported. Yeah. even though fucking every week on the jury is like, he still has that idol.
Well, they say it in tribal council every week too. Didn't Deshaun say it this week? He's like, Xander has an idol. Or yeah. Ricard said it, or somebody said
somebody,
it.
Yeah. all right, let's talk about the Liana decision.
Mm-hmm.
I said on the emergency press conference that with everything going on around Deshaun with the twist, Liana was probably just the easy vote. She's the only one left out of the sham vote. I think for Danny, Deshaun, and Liana, Ricard is really the only vote that you can make, and just hoping Erica flips like they were kind of talking to her about. So yeah, it's the easy vote, but for those four, well, I guess not Ricard, because he's the other option, right? So for those three we were talking about before, is it the right vote to cut Liana, or should they have made the move against Ricard?
In this scenario, I think it's right to cut Liana because of how up in the air everything was going to be with whether Deshaun was safe or what he was going to, or if he was going to be home and they didn't, or go home and they didn't need to vote. I think in this instance, you have the numbers for Liana, just take the easy vote and get out of there with your torch still lit.
Yeah. Did you say that for Ricard or all of them?
For everybody, I think you just take the easy vote in this scenario because it's just so crazy and you didn't know what you were walking into either. So like you just end up sticking with the plan and get back to the beach.
See, I thought that initially as well. And then it seemed like the thing with Deshaun, like they just completely ignored it and strategized as normal to the point where I actually thought there was a chance that Ricard could go home because so early in the episode, they were talking about Erica and Heather, the potential of voting out Ricard.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think it was a mistake for the three of them to get rid of Liana, because if you stick together and vote out Ricard, you're now at six and you have a solid three.
Yeah.
Right. And I know that if you stick with Ricard, you have four out of six and now you have three out of six. You don't technically have the majority, but Liana does not trust the water boys, right? She does not trust them, and they don't really trust her either. So the other three is not likely to come together. You're more likely to be able to pick up either the guys or Liana and target them against the other at the final six.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Liana would be dying to get rid of Deshaun at six.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think you're all good. The other thing is, I think Ricard is capable of an immunity run. We've seen him. He's like good at the survivor weird challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the more troubling part even is, you know, voting him out is fine because if you want to go after Danny and Deshaun, if one of them wins immunity, you could just vote out the other. Like, you only run into that problem. Like ideally, if neither of them win, you could just vote out Danny.
Yeah.
And then if Danny wins an immunity, you could vote out Deshaun. And even Danny, for as great of an athlete as he is, that doesn't always pay in Survivor challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they give up the majority for a 3-3 split in a way, but I think you have the tighter three, and the biggest part of it is that no one beats Ricard at the end.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that's another wrinkle to this whole season, or from this point forward, is like, Ricard could very well go on an immunity run, but like, I feel like any of the guys left, you could say that for. Maybe not Deshaun, but like Ricard, Danny, and Xander, like any of them could win out on immunities.
Yeah, Ricard and Xander have both been, I would say, the most consistently good challenge competitors, like far and above everyone else. I think they're both in each other's league.
Yeah.
And no one else is particularly close to them.
Yeah, I think
which is weird, 'cause
Danny and Given Sunday.
Yeah. I will echo, Danny is the best athlete in the cast. Well, I don't know. Xander is like a crazy endurance runner guy. But, you know, that's more valuable than just being super strong and fast when it's like puzzles and endurance and shit like that. So, yeah. Okay, real quick before the twist. Xander Hughes, the extra vote. I guess he's trying to fade Erica flipping. Yeah. Did you think that this was like a ridiculous thing, or did you see some merit in it?
No, mathematically it doesn't work, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, did you expect a different answer from me then?
No, I'm just saying, like, because I was trying to rationalize it. The mm-hmm. only thing I can think of is that he was scared of Erica flipping, and if she flips and he uses it, it's 4-4.
Yeah.
Then maybe you could get her to come back on a revote.
I guess. I mean,
the
thing is, though, does Erica go to Rocks for anybody?
I don't think so. That's why I think exactly. She would go back.
Yeah, but like, would she?
Because yeah, she I would guess. Flip, not knowing the vote is going to get used. So she thinks she's flipping to make it 4-3 the other way.
Yeah,
he's doing it to make it 4-4. And force them to have 5 to get a flip, and they're not gonna get Heather over there probably.
Yeah.
Although it's a fucked strategy because Heather and Erica are never gonna vote separate. But
yeah, I guess so.
The only way that this could make sense,
you end up losing 5-4 anyway.
Right. And this is kind of logical because he says how it's like the last time to use the shot in the dark. No warning there at all. Just forgetting to tell everyone the rules. So I think this could be a thing where like extra votes and vote steal, stuff like that, they tend to expire before idols do. They usually expire around this point.
Yeah.
I wonder if this was like the last day.
Isn't it usually final six?
I thought so too for advantages, because it's always idols or final five, and I thought like stuff like this was final six.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, final six is a great time to have it. 2 votes out of 7 is amazing.
Yeah. Also, what a lukewarm performance from the shot in the dark die this season.
Yeah, what a fucking bust. We had one person try it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking waste, dude. That's hilarious. I was like, this is going to be the stupidest twist of all time, and then no one even used it.
Everyone thought the same thing.
Yeah, and Jeff's going to think it's good because the one time it was used, it technically paid off because Sydney could have saved herself by voting for Evie.
Yeah, do you think this is something they bring back every year or every season?
I hope not. I don't know. There's like 5 things this season that they might bring back, like 1 or 2, and I don't like any of them. I actually think it's relatively harmless because your odds are so terrible. But at the same time, I just don't like that it exists at all. But if we're going to have any of these like dumb things, I guess it's not the worst one. Yeah. I'd rather have that over Do or Die.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Also, Do or Die with a die. Uh-huh. That should be the name of it.
It should be. Yeah.
Shot in the Dark for a die, and then Do or Die for a box. Don't like it.
It should be
shot bad naming convention.
It should be Shot in the Dark for the box, because the boxes are in the dark.
That's right. Yeah. Would it fucking drop the ball, Van Wagenen?
Yeah.
Okay. The Do or Die. We just talked about it. So this sucked, right?
yeah.
The fact that it's not even a 50-50, it's a 1-3, that is insane.
Yeah.
That's insanity. That's even worse than it existing. Like, if it's gonna exist, the 1-3, that is worse than just going from a vote to it existing, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've harped on this all season, and I haven't ever had to harp on this before, but they changed it up on me. Like, I hate anything that it's going to sound weird, but I hate anything that affects the game, you know? Like, it should be that the person who goes home is the person who gets the most votes. You know, the person who your tribe, or after the merge, I guess it still is a tribe, but your tribe votes out the person that they want to go home. It's not some game where, like, everyone is playing randomly, and then you, like, win a challenge or lose a challenge, and then if you lose that challenge, you go home. You know, it's not like there's some more merit to, like,
the social aspect to it,
the structure to it. Yeah, and this, like, in my mind, is not Survivor. It's away from the essence of the game.
Yeah. It undermines the basic principles of the game, I think. That's the difference, is there could be twists and something, things like that. And an immunity idol, right, after the vote's being cast, having one person the opportunity to one time over the course of the season save themselves with something that they earn, that does not undermine the principles of the game. But when you just say, hey, over 500, whatever the fuck, episodes, closing on 600, maybe even over 600 at this point, episodes, we vote a person out every single time. Today, we're not going to vote someone out. We're going to have one person have to open a box. Like, it's so ridiculous. It has nothing to do with what the rest of the game has to do with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you end up either going home for sucking at a challenge, which is not the point of the game, or you have safety for sucking at a challenge, which is even more not the point of the game.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I do like Deshaun. I'm glad he didn't get screwed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the one silver lining, if he did go home, was that if they did vote and he didn't have immunity, he was going to go home.
Yeah.
So that's the, like, sort of silver lining, but still.
I don't understand. I'd like
to see the vote.
I don't understand why. So it's the first person knocked out of the challenge is the one who has this opportunity. Opportunity. Not what I meant. But, I don't understand why he picks
the word problem with opportunity. You'll look at life way different, bro.
Okay. All right, Facebook. he picks the right box. I don't understand why he's then safe from the vote, you know? Like, if anything, he should be just safe from going home and they vote regularly. I don't understand why this grants him immunity.
Yeah, I don't understand anything about this.
Yeah, no, I
this is literally, quote Jeff Probst, I don't give a fuck about shit, bitch. That was this. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, have you seen anything positive online about this twist?
No, I actually, believe it or not, Rick Devin said he kind of likes it. But that was there was one sentence, and it was, I kind of like this ... or something along those lines. Everyone else has said I hate it, which, no, I mean, the guy who has back. This an insane run down the stretch kind of likes something crazy, right? Yeah. Ben Driebergen is the only person that it would have made more sense for. Ben Driebergen wants to have sex with this advantage, or not an advantage, whatever it is.
like, there's no chance they bring this back, right? Because of the negative feedback from it. Everyone hates it.
I think there's a chance it might be in 42 just because they filmed it before this one aired. That's the only way. That's the thing when they introduce something in an odd number season and everybody's like, they better smarten up, not do this in the next season. Every time I see that, I'm like, how are you a Survivor fan for this long and you don't know that they film the even season right after it? Like, it's fucking just 101. They've been doing it for literally 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It's gross. I said, fuck you, Survivor, online. I did. Because I was just happy for Deshaun that it's like, yes, he probably would have got voted out if this didn't exist. But it's just the worst. It's the worst thing, isn't it? It's the worst. Anytime somebody gets twist screwed, I hate being like there's nothing they can do. But, you know, when you see a person go home like that, even if there was maybe something they could do, when it's so stacked against them, you do feel good. Like, there's nothing made me feel worse than in Game Changers when Malcolm was like, I mean, it was short term, right? It was day like 12 or something like that. But he was a good player over every season he played, and he was playing his best game. And then they say, oh, yeah, we're going to have two tribes go to one tribal council, and he gets voted out because the whole other tribe votes for him and no one on his tribe. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. Like, there's no way that you can defend that truly.
Right.
Except his tribe fucked up because somebody told Culpepper where to put the idol. But that's neither here nor there. He got screwed. It wasn't his fault. Also this. The Monty Hall problem. So he selected his box.
Mm-hmm.
Then they eliminated the box. And then he's given the choice to keep his box or swap. So this is for the uninitiated.
Classic math here.
Yeah. People call it the game show problem because it's very common on game shows.
Mm-hmm. This is
where you have three choices.
This is my loser of the week here is math.
My loser of the week is also math.
Okay.
Okay. We can just talk about it now. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nerds like us everywhere would have been eliminated because mathematically you are supposed to switch.
Mm-hmm. You double your chances by switching your box.
Yes. So I'll try to put it in layman terms here. Although, I mean, it's not that hard to understand. It's just, it's easy to understand, but when you hear the explanation, if you're not like into math,
it doesn't make sense.
It sounds wrong.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like,
but it is right. So
it's not intuitive.
Yeah, the idea is that there's three choices. So when you pick your box, you have a 1 in 3 chance of being safe. And the idea is you always have a 1 in 3 chance of being safe with that box. Now, one is revealed to be, I guess, death. He kept saying death. I don't know why it was death and not just being eliminated from the game. Well, he's like, someone will die. I know, but still, like, it should have been like live or die. I don't know. It sounded like someone might, like they might shove the torch through you.
Right.
That might be how you go. That's how they snuff it.
They're like, well, you're not only voted off the island, you signed a waiver when you came on here, and you are going to be killed.
We're not responsible for any bodily harm.
Yeah.
So the idea is, so you pick one. And then one of the two that is not picked is revealed to be death. And the idea is you should always swap because the remaining 2/3 of probability, it's no longer evenly distributed across the other two boxes because one is proved to be 0. So now the whole 2/3 of probability is all shifted onto the one box that you can swap to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people lose it because they're like, well, there's two boxes, 50-50. It
should be 50-50, right.
But it's, you know, the thing to remember is when you choose your box, it's at 1/3, which means long run, that box, that single box is 1/3 no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two combine to 2/3. So when one is revealed to automatically lose, then that sum of 2/3, it all goes in one spot.
Yeah, if, like, essentially, it's it's not a 50-50 shot because you already chose the box before it was 50-50. If
right, you have that box at 1/3 odds.
Exactly.
No matter if there's one other box to swap to, or if they had 100 more.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, hey, there was a chance that of those three boxes, none of them had safety. Now we're going to add 10 more boxes, one of them has safety. Well, I guess you wouldn't have a 1 in 3 chance. But if they define it as one of these three as safety, you have a 1 in 3 chance of picking safety.
Yeah, exactly.
With that box. And it does not change.
Exactly. Yeah. So even if you still think it's 50-50, you only have a 1/3 chance of your original pick being correct. So you're missing essentially 33% plus 50% is only 83%. You're missing 17% if you're assigning 50% to the other box.
Right.
Did I do that math right?
See it. I'm kind of bad at, I don't know. It's sorry. Well, that was really loud. I did that right into the mic. That was yeah, the reason it gets fucked is because the person presenting you the problem knows where the deaths are.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what you pick, even if you pick a death, there's always one other death for them to eliminate.
Yeah.
So in that regard, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's not like there's a chance that they open it up and it's life, right? So it's maintain your 1/3 chance. There's no chance of it going to 50 or 0. I don't know. It's look it up. There's people on YouTube that explain it better. My favorite thing ever is on TikTok. There was a guy who tried to disprove it, and then he ran a simulation 10,000 times, and it proved it basically exactly correct.
Yeah, it was exactly
66%. It was like 66.8 or something. It was like 0.1 off percent off.
And that's just
over the course of 10,000, which is right.
It's within standard deviation. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Math lesson's over. The twist is stupid. Get rid of it.
Fake math is over. Statistics isn't real math.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Okay. Are you ready for some winners and losers?
Yes, just winners.
Yes, that's right. Okay, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first. My winner of the week is producers / the edit.
Okay.
Hats off to them because no one has any idea who's going to win this season. Like,
dude, we have mine's basically the same.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first season I can ever remember where it's final six and like we have more than two people we could choose. If not, we like typically final six, we're like, all right, this person's gonna, there are two potential winners, but this person's gonna get voted out, so it's probably gonna be this guy, you know?
Yeah,
is typically where we're at here. It could be four people at the final six right now. And it's not even like anyone has any idea because Reddit is pulling at straws trying to convince everyone it's Erica. But like,
well, not even Erica. They're just trying to
find something. That's
why it's fucked, is because they're all using the same logic to argue different things.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're arguing the same logic, if you're interpreting it correctly, you should all be on the same side.
Yeah.
So the fact that there's people that think Xander can win, there's people that think Deshaun can win, Erica can win, Ricard can win. Some people even say Heather, and only some of them are ironic.
I mean, essentially, I struggle in this season to find something good to say about it, but I can say hats off to the producers because they have masked this winner very well.
Yeah, I have no clue. I'm kind of pissed that there's not an Edge of Extinction because that's the most logical explanation at this point, is someone coming back in the game.
Right, yeah.
And going on a run.
Or if they bring someone back from the jury.
who would you want it to be if it could be one person? I know who I would pick.
Tiffany.
Yep, me too.
Yep,
definitely. Easy Maybe one. The Tiffany winner. Spoiler is correct. okay, yeah, my winner of the week is not Heather because I think she's the only one who can't be the winner. Danny and Xander, I thought they were starting to draw dead and they were both kind of long shots. They both had great episodes this week.
Yeah.
And Xander, I think, is that was kind of the thing, right? Was he was not really involved in the Shan vote.
Mm-hmm.
But then another the two biggest things about a vote, right, is during the scramble, getting credit for the vote, like being shown in the scramble, making things happen. That's half of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other half is first scene of the next episode is talking about it and how it happened and the aftermath and what it does for your game. And that's what he got a lot.
Yeah.
So after looking like a dead fish last week because he didn't really contribute, then we got like three confessionals out of him in the first 10 minutes talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks alive. Danny, I think it's a bit of a visibility spike. I actually think he's likely to go home this coming week.
That's why I think it's the visibility spike happened is because he's going home rather than he's getting the winner at it.
Right. So, yeah, it's I don't know. It's I think they're sort of viable. I think Deshaun and Ricard are basically the two front runners right now.
Yeah.
And Erica is a dark horse because her game doesn't show it, but she's getting the right things in the edit.
Mm-hmm.
But she, besides her actively being shown doing things, like the way other people talk about her and the way that she, like things like foreshadow with her makes sense, but her actual gameplay, it doesn't make sense that she would win.
Right.
So that's annoying. Okay. Time for take of the week. Would you like to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay. I have a cracker of a take. And I'm not talking about the Survivor Facebook group hating on the Tribal Council conversation. Not that kind of cracker. Okay. I think I know exactly, for as crazy as this is going, I think I know exactly how it's going to play out. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I have one variation. My 4 and 5 could be switched.
Okay.
But other than that, I think I know. So Danny is going to go next.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more aggressive. They're showing him more. And I think it looks like in next week's scene, he could be getting targeted. He was being shown doing a lot. And then there was like a, hey, this person could go confessional from someone else. And it wasn't specifically him, but I think everything is building to him going home. And I think it would make sense. And the thing around Danny that I've said time after time is that he's doing so well that if he won, they would be showing even more because he would be a really good winner. And the fact that they're not highlighting all of it, like I said before, he should be the decoy winner. And the fact that he's not means that he's not even close to winning, I don't think. So, and if he gets to a final tribal council, he probably wins, which means he's not going to get to the final tribal. So he's got to go soon. I think Danny goes next. Here's where it gets weird. I have Heather going at 5. I'm not sure why, but that's like the one thing in the theory that is like not filled as the reasoning for her going at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Also, I just saw this notification. I'm getting bombarded with Twitter notifications because I got a response from Christian Hubicki on Twitter. No big deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got like 7 likes on my reply and then his reply to me. So he tweeted, I replied, and then he replied to my reply. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my reply got like 7 likes. His is getting like 70. It's like once every like hour for the last 30 hours, I'm getting one and mm-hmm. then one. And then it's.
You want to hear your logic for Heather going home?
Let's hear it.
She gets idled out.
Ooh.
I think
by Xander.
Yeah. I think what happens is
I just don't know why he would vote for her.
Deshaun has immunity.
But I would vote for Ricard if I was him.
Yeah, that's a good I thought I had a train of thought there, but I guess not. I think if Deshaun has immunity, do they split maybe between Xander and Heather?
I don't know. I think they did show in the scene for next time. Like I said, I don't like to get into these, you know, read into them too much, but mm-hmm. it looked like Xander and Deshaun make a deal. They had the handshake. Deshaun mm-hmm. said something about final whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have the handshake. Maybe they go, you know, them two and Ricard is the one with immunity.
Yeah, and then they have to pick between. But then why would you pick?
I don't know why you would vote out Heather instead of Erica. I don't. Right.
Yeah, twist. There's another twist.
Yeah. Okay.
I think are they doing fire this season?
Probably.
I mean, I think Heather loses fire.
Okay, that was my other one. That's why I was like, that's the logical place for it to go.
Yeah.
But my fourth place finisher, I think, is Ricard eliminated at fire. And I actually have in my notes, he could also go at five. And Heather goes here because I don't think she could beat anybody at fire. And I don't know that I would necessarily want to go against Ricard in fire. But I guess if you think he's going to win, you got to at least put him in there.
Yeah.
My main thing with this, though, is I feel like they're building to something with Ricard. And at this point, with the setup, I think the only suitable payoff would be either him winning or him being the heartbreaking lost at fire person.
Yeah.
That's really the only things I could see happening, which is why I justified putting Heather fifth.
Yeah.
Truly, though, they should be getting rid of him as soon as possible. And Heather could be a nice person for you to slip into the final three by beating her at fire.
Yeah, you're right. It really doesn't feel like Ricard is just like the guy voted out fifth.
Right. Unless maybe he gets I don't know.
He gets idled out.
It's got to be a big moment for him to go home if he goes home, though.
Yeah, like say, Deshaun has immunity and they go for Xander and Xander plays his idol. Like out of nowhere, he deciphers that he's going to get votes this week. And mm-hmm. because like Erica and Heather want to flip on him to make a move or something. And then he reads it perfectly and votes for Ricard. Like that'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
then
now
Xander wins and I'm scared about my dungeon.
Here's where it gets weird. I've been trying to nail down the zero of a finalist all season. I think I have it. And it breaks my heart. I think Xander is the zero of a finalist.
Oh, man.
His edit's taken a really good turn recently. I just think he lacks the jury supporters. Like I said to you before this, Nasir and Danny, they're locks for Deshaun, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tiffany won't vote for Xander. I think Liana will not vote for Xander. Which leaves four votes left that he would probably need to get all four of them and then have Erica and Deshaun split votes between them. I don't see it, if I'm being completely honest.
I mean, Shan's not going to vote for him either.
Right. Yeah, I think Shan and Liana will likely vote together.
Yeah.
Also, I have speculated that I think it's a final two. If it is a final two, he's my choice to be third place, last person eliminated.
Gotcha.
Because he is very smart. I don't think anyone wants to sit next to him, even though like he hasn't had a lot of agency.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole underdog, basically the entire game thing, and the fact that he is well spoken and really smart, I think people would be afraid of the potential of there could be a potential avalanche of support for him mm-hmm. out of nowhere, you know, with that kind of story that I don't think anyone wants to risk sitting next to him.
Xander, Erica, Deshaun might be one of the best final threes we've had in a long time.
I would agree with that. I think best since Triple H.
Yeah, which is hard to believe because I don't think the cast is very good this season.
Yeah. It usually comes down to how solid is your third place finisher.
Yeah.
Ryan's not an amazing player, but he's one of the best third place finishers of all time in final three formats.
Yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Also underrated one is Dave versus Goliath.
Oh yeah,
Angelina sneaky. She's annoying, but she's smart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mike and Nick were awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, my final two. I've been beating a certain drum recently, so you probably know where I'm going with this, but mm-hmm. I think Deshaun is the runner up
mm-hmm.
because his recent story has been dominated. Not his, sorry, just the overall story has been dominated by his betrayal of, like, him specifically betraying Shan and Liana.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them will never vote for him. Heather is a locked-in vote for Erica, and I think the rest is up in the air, but leaning towards Erica. I think Xander could maybe vote for him, but if they're in the final three, then obviously he can't vote for him, right?
Right.
I think Shan and Liana have always said that Erica is a threat, and if you think someone is a threat and they make the final tribal council, logically, that should be rewarded, right?
Right.
So this is why I think Erica could win, because Deshaun had this pre-merge fixation with throwing challenges to eliminate the threat that is Erica. And this, everybody on Edgic loves to be like, this is foreshadowing for this, this is foreshadowing for this. And it never hits. So I hope I don't look like an idiot making fun of them for that and then saying this is foreshadowing. But this could be foreshadowing for her being the one thing standing between him and winning.
Yeah.
Is the fact that he was, he always knew he should get rid of her and he never did it. She has Heather. Like I said, I think she has Shannon, Liana leaning that way as well. At that point, you just need one of Tiffany, Evie, and Ricard. I could actually see Ricard voting for Xander. They're kind of vibing a bit, it seems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ricard is definitely out on Deshaun at this point. So, yeah, there it is. I think Erica wins.
I understand your logic for everything, but I just can't. I can't buy
it. I poured my heart into that.
I know,
man.
No.
Come on, man.
There's no. I mean, Heather's not gonna win, so I don't count that as like a logic gap. But there's no like logical gaps in that. But I just.
Yeah, that's my Delta variant to this. Like, is Erica finishes fifth and Heather wins?
Yeah, you're.
Doomsday scenario.
Like, in my gut, like Erica is not a Survivor winner, and I'm going with my gut here because, like, there are, like, in my mind, she's like the fifth best player left out of six. I can't do it.
She feels like, to me, the kind of person that comes in like fifth and like face value, like you don't really think they're going to win. So they come in fifth, you're like, yeah, they aren't going to win. And then maybe if you think about the season 6 months later or something like that, say, you know what? She was better than I and the producers maybe gave her credit for. She was solid. That's kind of how I view her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just laid all that out. I would still be surprised if she wins. I think at this point she's maybe more likely than Xander. I think they're very close.
Yeah.
But I do think Deshaun or Ricard probably makes more sense. Because I have always said my biggest thing is I think the winner should be whoever asserted their will on the game the most. And my point in that is whoever had the biggest hand in the course of the season playing out the way that it did,
mm-hmm.
typically meaning the decision makers on who is getting voted out, because voting out is the core of the game, despite mm-hmm. what they might have you believe. Actually, you know who wins? Do or die twist. Actually, no, he stunk. He had one chance. He blew it.
Yeah. 0-1.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear your take.
All right. My take is, it doesn't have anything to do with this season, really. It's more of like a, do you think that Survivor would do this?
Okay. Idea?
I don't know
an entire finale full of flashbacks for Heather to win? Is that what you're going to say?
No, it has nothing to do with this.
Damn
season.
It.
It's
all right. Well,
it's
now I sell, because that's in my head.
It's a season, a Survivor origin season, where they, maybe not like obviously not next season, or maybe like for 45 or 50 or something like that, where they take the game like back to its roots. They actually do the opposite of what they did this season, and they strip it of most of the advantages. And maybe just keep like the immunity idol, or maybe they, I don't know, like they do some more things that were prevalent in the beginnings of Survivor and kind of take it back the other way. I feel like this season we've gone so far into like the future of Survivor, where there's like all these manipulative advantages, that like it would be an interesting take to like then strip it down afterwards to its roots and say, like, you guys have to play with no advantages now.
Yeah, I mean, this has been floated out before, actually for a few years in the community of fans being like, would they ever do this? I wouldn't mind them doing this sort of thing. I would say yes and no. The yes in me is because it seems like they'll try anything at this point, right?
Yeah.
So in that vein, I would say yes. The reason I would say no is it seems like they'll try anything that they have not already done.
Yeah.
And in that vein, I don't know if they would go back, but I do think it is the kind of thing where you're doing everything all leading in one direction. And when you run out of things, it's like the next logical thing is to do the exact opposite, kind of right. Like the strategy of people when they're a target, trying to make the target on them so big that eventually they're just around and people are like, yeah, they're around, and you just ignore the gigantic target. It's so big that it's that you can't see it. Right.
Right.
So I could see it. I wouldn't mind it. The thing that they're always afraid of is they're scared of an alliance forming in the post-merge where you know that a certain group of people will make up the final however many, and it's just a matter of what order they decide to get rid of the other people. And it's kind of, I don't know when I would say the change was like definitively made that they were doing things to avoid that, but a really famous stretch is seasons 22, 23, and 24, where Boston Rob wins with a Pagonging. Then season 23, Sophie wins, where Polu basically Pagongs, and there's Redemption Island, so it's more, there's a potential for Ozzy to come back and win, but they basically Pagong, right? And then One World, Kim wins, and her alliance rolls. It's, there was three seasons in a row where you got to the Merge Boot episode, and as soon as the Merge Boot happened, the group who had the numbers did not let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And those seasons, South Pacific is more interesting because they have a better cast, but Redemption Island and One World are, a lot of people consider, two of the worst seasons of all time. And it's because you say, okay, you know, now Tarzan and Leaf and Troyzan and Jay, like, they're all going to go home now because the girls got rid of Mike. And it's, they don't want that. But it's almost better than, like, someone going out unexpectedly but on some bullshit where people hate the elimination.
Right.
You know, at least if it makes logical sense, people can kind of get behind it even if they expected it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people like being right.
Yeah.
So if they think something is going to happen and it does happen, they're not going to hate it until it happens over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I could see at like the end of 24 where you're like, okay, I could tell Boston Rob was going to win by episode 6. And then, oh, I could tell either Sophie or Coach was going to win by the end of episode 9. And, oh, I could tell Kim was going to win by before the season started because she's awesome. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It took a winner like Denise after that to be a real underdog winner to kind of shake that up. And then I feel like we had a couple seasons where, you know, there was maybe people like Cochran and Tyson, Tony kind of controlling the numbers in the post-merge, but their own alliance members being picked off most of the time by them, actually, en route to their wins. And it's not just the whole group sticking together until, you know, it's a 6-person alliance sticking to the final 6.
Or yeah, I think that the strategies
at this point, they're scared players are going to Pagong. None of them want to. They're all afraid of Pagonging the other tribe and then being the first of their group to go.
Exactly.
No one wants to have egg on their face.
That's like what I was going to say. Like, you have these seasons early on in the history of Survivor where absolutely, for the producers, that's a concern that, like, no one really knows how to play the game in a different way. So everyone knows how everyone's already playing. So you just take your alliance to the end and you win. Now, I feel like the strategies are so diverse. There's so many ways you can win the game that stripping the game down to its origins and just letting the different strategies play out on their own is interesting enough, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's part of the reason why you have so many goats in the first, say, 15 seasons of Survivor is because at that point, you're on Survivor, it still has a big national audience, but it was more popular than literally every, it's like the water cooler show, right? So if you're on it, you don't want to look like an idiot. And I think people were scared. Not everyone, but there was a subsection of players every season who were scared to get voted out. And because of that, they would not make moves. And some of them were then able to be led to the slaughter by more aggressive players. And that's how you end up with goats, right? But I think now, I don't think anyone is afraid of being voted out. I think people are afraid of getting to the end and not having done enough to win.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, for me, like, I'm a person that, okay, if I got on Survivor and I did not win, come in first place, win. So hard to do. If I did not do that one thing, put me on watch, seriously. Because that would be, like, the worst, because it's, like, all I've wanted to do ever is win Survivor, right? But that being said, if I didn't win, I would feel 100 times better if I got voted out in fifth than if I came in like second and got like two votes.
Yeah.
Because I would want my game to be one that could be a winning game, whether I got to the end or not.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of players that think that way now. I don't think that there's many players that, even Erica right now, right? Like, it seems like there have been a few situations where she could have done something to shake it up and she didn't really. But at the same time, we have gotten confessionals of her weighing those options. She's at least thinking about it, right? And she's coming to the consensus that maybe making no move at a certain point is better than making a move.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think the mindset of the average player at this stage, I mean, it all truly what it comes down to is casting. If you have a good cast that wants to play the game hard, you'll never run into a pogonging. If you cast a bunch of Mactors like they did in the late teens and early 20s, where it's like all they want to do is be on TV for as long as possible, yeah, they're gonna latch on to the strongest player and sit there and look pretty until they get rolled in the final tribal council. But at mm-hmm. least, hey, I was second on Survivor.
Right.
Right, that's something you can't take away from people. So at the end of the day, it comes down to production, casting, getting the right people in there, and then trusting that if you just let them play the game, it will. I mean, we've even had moments of it like this. Like, we've said this isn't the greatest cast that we've ever had, but there are players. I think Xander is a guy who plays sort of the way that I was explaining. Deshaun is definitely that kind of player. Shan, I mean, is, you know, she's active almost to a fault.
Yeah.
There's lots of players like that all over this cast that we've seen, like the Ricard voting off Shan, the way that that happened and the way that that hit when that third vote came for her and you're like, oh shit, it's going to be a tie. She really is going to go home. There's no twist they've ever introduced that can replicate the actual feeling that you get when you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He just did that to her. There's nothing that comes close. There's no fire challenge. There's no fucking idol play. You can't steal somebody's fucking vote. Like, it's just the raw, like, this person and this person had this relationship and this one was willing to cut it for $1 million. That's why my favorite Final Tribal Council moment ever is when Trish goes on a tirade against Tony saying that he put everything on his father. I do this on my father, do that on my father. And she says, was it worth it for you to play a game for $1 million on your father's soul and memory? And he says, yes. And that's it. He says nothing else. I'm like, fuck, that's just like, it's one person is so emotional and this other person is not. And it's like the juxtaposition
mm-hmm.
of personalities. And that's what makes the show awesome. It's like when you can have organic moments like that. So I don't even remember what the original question was.
Do you think that, I guess.
Oh, yes. I think that if it runs long enough and Jeff keeps doing whatever he, like drinking the blood of infants or whatever it does to make him look young, he, as long as he keeps doing that, and the show keeps running, mm-hmm. I feel like at this point it could run to like season 60 or greater.
Yeah.
They really haven't slowed down much. I think eventually it could happen. Yeah, they have to run out of ideas at some point, yeah, right?
I think we both know that it could work and it's a good idea and that it's something fans would want. I guess it's more of an idea of like, is that something the producers want to do? Is that something they think would work? You know?
Yeah. The only problem with it is like in the 20, I guess like fans versus favorites in 16 was the first real like themed season. Like they had All-Stars, right? But it was, and they would do seasons like Amazon was like Guys versus Girls, right? But it wasn't like Survivor Guys versus Girls, right? It was just the original Tribes were that. But then around after Fans versus Favorites, they had a nice little run again of like normal seasons. And then after Heroes versus Villains, they started pulling out like, okay, they had, you know, Redemption Island, then they had One World, then they did Blood versus Water. Like they had all these like themed seasons. Yeah. And I think they've run out of ideas on the themed seasons. And now they're kind of, then they went back to naming it after the locations.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just the number. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know that they would, it would have to be a themed season, like Survivor, like you said, like Origins, that would be like a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be something like that. I just don't know.
I think that's a pretty good name, if I do say so myself.
I would like it as well. Okay, but new players doing it. Not like, hey, we're going to bring out old school players to play old school. That could definitely be a way that they would fuck it up.
Yeah, new players completely.
Like when they gave everyone what they wanted with Winners at War, and then they were like, by the way, Edge of Extinction. And you're like, no, you ruined the thing I wanted. You finally did what I wanted and you ruined it. Okay. I just talked for so long. let's try to pick up the pace here for the rankings. At this point, there's so few people. I'd say again, I mean, I say it every week, but I feel like we should do everybody quick again.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Coming in at number six, my five and your six is Deshaun. Also, mine is like, at this point, it's 50-50 winner and safety.
Yeah.
Actually, even more so, maybe winner, but there's, no, it's 50-50, I'd say. Deshaun, he's low because I think he has a high chance of winning, but I think he's definitively on the bottom. And I think Danny probably goes home before him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You can be on the bottom early in the merge like Xander was and make a comeback. That's a good story. When you're on top for a while and you lose your footing right at the finish line, even if you get back, it doesn't have the same oomph behind it, you know, when you're trying to plead your case. I don't know. I'm losing confidence in not Deshaun, but his chances to win.
Yeah, I think he has probably the highest chance of going home next, honestly. If he doesn't win immunity, I think it's him.
Because Ricard has him in his sights.
Yeah, right. It's not like, I agree completely. I think if he wins immunity, he might buy himself a little bit of time though. But I don't want to say he's dead in the water because I think he can win if he gets there. But it's not looking good for him right now.
I agree. Okay, at number five, it is your five. I had her at three just for shits and giggles. No, actually, so it's Heather. I have Heather high because I think there's no shot she goes home next week, but she's not close to the top because she also has no chance of winning pretty much. I don't know. Heather, it's insane to me that she has so few confessionals. I saw a chart today. She's like the seventh most underedited person of all time. If you do like confessionals divided by episodes, she's like the seventh smallest ratio of all time. Which that's is insane.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, kind of a weird one was Purple Chelsea was second on that list. I didn't realize just how purple she was.
No, me neither.
That's weird. Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Heather, I don't have anything to say about Heather, so we can move on.
Okay. Hoother? It's like that guy. Have you seen that guy on TikTok that he does the he goes through every NBA team's draft history?
No.
oh, he does this. And then when there's someone who is like a total bust, he'll say their name and he just goes, who? I fucking love that guy. I don't know his name. He's, if you're somehow listening though, guy who does that, you know who you are. You're fucking awesome. Okay. At number four, it's my number six and your number two. Ooh, is Danny. You want to go first on Danny?
Yeah, I think, Danny, the thing about Danny is he's a really, really good player. And like we've talked him to death that he doesn't have the edit to win. I just have him high because I'm willing him. I'm willing him for
yes.
in the game.
I want him to do well too.
Me too. And like I said, I think there are, it's hard to say there are bigger targets, but like I think Ricard and Deshaun are both bigger targets than he is. I don't necessarily think he's safe at all coming up. So that's not why I have him high. I just have him high because I think he's a really good player and he just deserves that recognition.
Yeah. The only thing that scares me about him is his game is changing a bit, where he was so social before. And I mean, I'm sure he was trying to make moves strategically as well before, but it really seemed like in their duo, Deshaun was doing most of the active, let's try to make this happen strategically stuff. Yeah. And he was playing a more social game. It seems like recently more of his ideas are being heard, which means he is going to be, when you're like, okay, I got to get rid of the other people that are making decisions, he is now a name that could be brought up.
Yeah.
I do really like Danny. I'm going to hold fast in my opinion that I've held basically the entire season, where he's doing so good, but we don't see him. Why? It's got to be because he doesn't win. Because if there was someone in that good a position playing this well, this deep in the game, and they won, there is no shot they would ignore it.
The only thing is, if they don't like him.
Right. Yeah, we said the thing about potentially because he doesn't like the twists, there's a chance that...
I mean, he could have spoken up and said anything. He could have talked to the producers and been like, I don't think this is fair or whatever. They could be like giving him the snub.
Yeah, the big snub.
Yeah.
Snub his torch.
I don't think that's happening, but it's just something to think about.
They put the muzzle on him. We got to coin that term. Yeah. When they don't like people, they put the muzzle on Alec Merlino. Don't you know? Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Number three, Ricard. You had him at three and I had him at four. So you go first on Ricard.
Ricard is still my winner pick, believe it or not.
He's a baller.
Yeah. He's in the majority, I guess.
with
what's left.
It's a ragtag group.
For some reason, I still don't think people are going to like go after him. I don't know why I think that.
But I don't know why the three of them were like, yep, we're together now. Like everything's been so fluid. And then it's like one vote happens. And then for no reason, they just stick together.
Like right my after. Vision for Ricard is like, there's so many paths for him to win the game in my mind. He could win immunity. He could challenge out, you know. Everyone wants to get Deshaun gone, so they could
Deshaun.
They could vote for him next week, and if not, they get Danny next week, and then Deshaun the following week. All Ricard has to do is win fire, essentially, and he's there and he wins. Also, everyone's worried about Xander having an idol, so like, even though he is like the biggest threat, for some reason, no one wants to get rid of him yet, and there's only six people left.
Yeah, I think the way to go for him is to convince you got to make like Deshaun is a person that you could be afraid of as a potential winner. Xander is a person that I don't think they should be afraid of as a winner, but I think he could sell it.
Yeah.
And so really all he has to do is get Danny out of there before both of them are gone. So that Danny can go and you still have the thing where you could lean on, say, okay, like send Danny home next. Then you could try to get Xander out at five and then say, okay, well, we got to get rid of Deshaun and fire at four. And you do that because maybe Xander's better at fire than Danny. I don't know. Xander, he has that vibe of like he just looks like he could be the outdoor guy. I feel like everybody that kind of looks like Ozzy with the long hair and the abs and all that shit, like you just assume that they could probably make fire.
You know, the long hair theory persists.
Yeah. Yes. Although Devin didn't even get a spark when he made fire against Ben. But so, hey, foreshadowing 6 seasons ago. Uh-huh. Yeah, Ricard, I agree. For my money, I've said it before, I'll say it again. He is the best player of the season. No matter who your favorite player is, in terms of skill for the game, yes, that includes people who are out, like Shan and Tiffany. It includes players like Deshaun and, believe it or not, even Erica. he's the best player this season. I really don't think you can argue it. It's just been, in a season of chaos, he's been the one sound-minded, just every vote, the logical move for himself player. And, I honestly, if you don't see it, I can't help you. Okay. At number two is my number two, and your number four, it is Erica. I have labeled Erica as my dark horse to win. Like I said, she herself, like, she's not making all these moves happen, but people that are now on the jury have said that she is a threat. There are, you know, she's really safe. She has, you know, people behind, like, you can see her getting to the final tribal council, right?
Yeah.
And if you can see a person getting to the final tribal council, you now have to ask yourself, well, how do the jury votes look? And I think Shan and Liana are down to vote for her. Every time that you're like, I got to get this person out, there's either a 0% chance or a 100% chance that you vote for that person at the end. And I think it is, I think it's pretty telling the fact that she can't stand Deshaun and the fact that Liana can't stand Xander. And the two of them are probably going to vote together. They're probably going to talk about it a lot, right? And maybe not plan to vote together, but they're going to, if you and another person talk about your opinions on one topic for long enough, they just overlap into one big opinion.
Yeah.
And I think if one of you hates one person, another of you hates a second person, you're probably both going to vote for the third person.
Yeah.
So, and I think those two are going to drive the ship a lot on who wins.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Unless no one can stand Shan and they just want to fade her.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think the thing with Erica is her, if she goes with Xander, they're both a toss-up, but I would vote for Danny Ricard or Deshaun over her if I was anyone on the jury, so it's hard for me to think she's going to win if I wouldn't do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my two cents on her.
Yeah. Well, wait, you said Danny, Deshaun, or Ricard?
Yeah.
So even Xander, you said, is a toss-up with her, correct?
Yeah.
You said that earlier? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. The three of those two and Heather need to go to the final three together if they want to reasonably win.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious if my thing happens and they go with Deshaun and she beats Deshaun and I look like an idiot for saying that. But, like, logically, like, yeah, he has been messy at times, but he has really influenced the game at this point more than everyone except for Ricard. So,
yeah.
If Ricard's not there, I would vote for him personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
me too.
Yeah. Okay. At number one, believe it or not, amidst the chaos, we have a unanimous number one. It's Xander.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has an outside shot at winning. It's not pretty, but I could see it. He has gotten the underdog edit the whole time. We've shown him being a capable underdog, which is important because being a sort of floundering underdog like a Heather does not give you agency. And he's coming on strong in the last couple episodes, so I could see him winning, even if I don't think it's likely. And I think he's pretty safe because I think Deshaun and Ricard are sort of butting heads at this point. I don't think he goes until at least one of those two go.
Yeah,
I think they're going to have their sights set on each other until one of them gets out of this game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
voice crack.
Being in the majority and having an idol at six is where you want to be.
Dude, I keep forgetting he has an idol. We just talked about it like 20 minutes ago.
So, like, I mean, if you're not, it doesn't look like you're in the crosshairs for next week. It's between Ricard and Deshaun, it looks like, and Danny, it may possibly Danny. So if you don't play your idol the next week, then you have a free pass, or you might win immunity next week, and you have a free pass into the final four.
Right.
It's hard to not be number one there, especially when you don't even have to fight that hard to get past this next week, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay, so there it is, our rankings. I'll run down them one more time. Xander's at one. Erica's at two. Ricard is at three. Danny and Heather, they're actually tied for fourth and fifth, but like I said, we break the tie, and I think no one would really argue Heather's better than Danny. And then six is Deshaun. Not a death sentence, though, Deshaun, although sounds like Jeff really wanted it to be. But Deshaun, I think he can definitely bounce back. It is the most alive a 6 out of 6 has ever been for the win, I would say, in our rankings history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all that's left is Dunchains. So since we missed last week, Shan was one of Dave's and Liana was one of mine. So we actually both have a Dunchain to give.
Yes.
So let me run down it real quick. Xander, he is Dunchained by neither of us at this point. Erica is Dunchained by me. Heather is Dunchained by both of us, so the obvious one is off limits. Deshaun is Dunchained by no one. Danny is Dunchained by David. Ricard is Dunchained by nobody. We were also looking through it beforehand. There are 7 people that were Dunchained by neither of us when they went home, which is a ton for an 18-person cast with 6 left.
Yeah.
That means 12 eliminations. That means over half the people have gone home without one single Dunchain on them.
Mm-hmm.
It was JD, Sydney, Vochi, Tiffany, Sarah, Shan. Oh, actually, 8. Evie and Eric. Abraham. There's 8.
I said, who's Eric?
Yeah. Yeah. Abraham, Evie, Shan, Sarah, Tiffany, Vochi, Sydney, and JD. 8. Fuck.
2/3.
So I feel bad for, I feel worse for you than me for 2 reasons. One, because I've said, I'm thinking about shaving my head soon anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And 2, because I have like 1 more person to play with than you do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is the worst we've ever done in this.
Yeah. And it's the worst season to do it.
It really is.
But
yeah.
Also,
because at least you could take solace in like, okay, I'm really getting down to it, but I know this person's winning.
Yeah. Or
there's no person that.
This, we're going to give it up to the edit again because they've been concealing it so well that we have had no idea how the Dunchains work.
Yeah. We have never Dunchained a winner before. And I think there's a decent chance we both get it this time.
Yeah. It's
next week's a ball buster. The fact that we're going to get rid of somebody without going to before the finale and one of us is going to have to do it again.
The thing is, if someone, we're really fucked if someone who we don't have Dunchained goes home next week.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's like Deshaun. That's part of the reason why I want it to be Danny. Yeah, if it's Deshaun, we're fucked because it's like Ricard.
I have Ricard or Erica then.
Yeah, but so you do Erica, probably.
Yeah, I mean, because yeah. I mean, spoiler, I'm Dunchaining Xander.
Okay.
From the Shan vote, so his path seems so easy, but there's hardly anyone he could beat.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, he's. I mean, we've talked basically everybody to death. He is like, it feels like he's drawing dead, and then there's like flashes of like, oh yeah, Xander, he's awesome, but I just don't think over the long term it's been consistent enough for him to win. I can't believe, like, I'm steadfast in my opinion that he's like an awesome player, just in a vacuum. They don't play in a vacuum, they play on an island in Earth. So, I don't fault you at all for picking Xander.
Also, for the record, I did pick Xander before this week's episode.
Yeah, I could tweet the screenshot if everybody wants. But yeah, I even said like, hey man, you want to wait? And he was like, no. Integrity Dave, that's his name.
The integrity of the Dunchain.
Yeah.
I couldn't see what was going to happen for another week when I was supposed to Dunchain somebody.
And you already had Liana, so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But I would have liked the chance. I actually, like, 3 weeks ago was going to be like, can I do one before the next time? Can I Can I make an advanced payment so that next time I get one, I don't have to do one? Because I'm not sure if Liana will. I wanted to do Liana. I was so sure she was drawing dead. And then I was safe like 4 weeks in a row. Okay, so you got Xander. I have to do one. My available choices are Xander, Deshaun, Danny, and Ricard. I actually told you I was going to do someone. I told you I was going to do Xander before this episode. I forgot that I had Danny available. I'm going to do Danny. It's like I've said all along. He's awesome, but for some reason, the editors are not showing him that much. I don't think his edit is a winning edit, so I'm going to dunchain him, even though he's awesome.
So you only had Erica and Heather dunchained currently.
Yeah, so I am left to Ricard, Deshaun, and Xander.
And I have Ricard, Deshaun, and Erica.
Yeah. Okay. You're steadfast and you're not done chaining of Erica. It's very mature of you.
I am. I don't think she can win, but I also trust you. So.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that. that was an early one. When I did her, I should have did Liana. Because I was thinking about it too. And I kind of took a poop on Erica. I remember the day where it was when I was out west and we couldn't talk about the episode live because I hadn't seen it yet. And I remember texting you first thing in the morning and I was like, dude, I just shit on Erica like for no reason. All right. So there you have it. This has been a long one. So we'll wrap it up here. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The Reality Gurus. I've been getting a lot of play on Twitter recently. I'll say that. I got a like from Danny last night. Awesome. On the emergency press conference. Awesome. Like I said, Christian. I'm in play with Christian. No big deal. I would say Christian. Side. Yes. Christian, got to get him involved because he is definitely going to be a bring back person, I would say. That season we're going to do. So the king, Christian, you know, if he likes me, you have to like me, basically.
Yeah.
So I think those people would advise you to follow us on all those platforms, most likely. What else is there? Like we said, what are we calling it? Survivor Reality Gurus All-Stars. That's too long of a name.
Yeah. We need an acronym or something.
Yeah. But that is what it is. We're going to be casting our own season. And that will be probably week after the finale or along that timeline, somewhere in there. And we also have the awards, our seasonal awards for Survivor 41. I think we are going to do open to public polling. We'll open it during the finale. And so that means we're going to have to get on coming up with our categories here. We got a few mainstays, but then like half of them are always like season dependent.
Yeah.
Who's the most likely to be an office character? Jim Halpert. So be on the lookout for both of those, and then of course, last couple episodes as we wind down Survivor 41, this fucking shit show. I can't see which way is up. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, Fantasy Survivor, I am literally 1 point ahead of Dave right now.
This is the closest we've ever been.
It's 517 to 516. It is like whoever's player goes home next week is in like serious trouble. The only way it could even out that way is if one of mine goes home, but Xander at some point plays the idol successfully, and then one of the at the final four where you still have two. So if one of mine goes next, but then one of yours directly follows, and at some point before the end, Xander plays the idol, then it's going to like come down to who gets more final tribal council people and maybe who picks the winner. Yes. Which if it's who picks the winner, oh boy, I might be in trouble. I don't know. I mean, it's up in the air. I do have Heather, though, which is an anchor.
Yeah.
But, hey, the Blue Tribe, they can row with an anchor.
They can.
Okay. That's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you, guys. So, wait, Dave, do you have anything else?
No.
That's my favorite part, is asking if you have anything else. I know. okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you all next time.